uses his shoulder and drives right through Callum Cook. No call. Now Christie in the lane, goes up for two, and this one's good. It is 5-0, Lakers leading.
Right now Christie has 5 of the Laker 5 points.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, down to Callum Cook. Underneath the zone, he goes up for the layup. He is fouled. Basket is no good, but he's going to the line for 2 shots. Callum Cook's first attempt at free throws on the night. On the arm is the call, and it's against Paul Zwemmer, his first, team's second. Callum Cook's first free throw off the front of the iron. Not enough legs in that one. So Hubreach still scoreless. Lakers 5, Hubreach nothing. Lakers student section being all spirited tonight, indeed, as the second free throw also no good. 5-0, Lakers still leading. Shooty against Kraft, dribbling to the right wing. Now to Christie, high post against Seaman. Seaman was able to tip it away, and it goes out of bounds. White ball. 5:23 left in the first. Christie inbounds this one to Shooty in the right corner. Thought about taking the three. Instead, he feeds it down to Zwemmer in the right block. And this one is good. Zwemmer's in the books with 2. It's now 7-0, Lakers. Eli Kraft drives right down the lane, gets Hubreach in the books with 2 points with the easy layup. Now 7-2. Shooty against Kraft. Kraft looks like Elmer's glue on defense there. Shooty drives in the lane. And the floater is good. Gets the home gym touch on that one. And Shooty is in with 2 points. It's 9-2. Lakers with the early lead by 7. Cody Seaman, left wing. Josh Shelkey, high post to Austin Sells from the left wing for 3. Another air ball, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by Callum Cook.
Well, the Laker student section is really giving it to the Harvard Beach shooter, which was Austin Seltz.
Trent Cunningham sits down, replaced by the sophomore Keegan Valentine. Freshman Keegan Valentine. Paul Zwemmer bringing this up against Callum Cook for Lakers. Drives up to the high post to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble down to Christie at the left block. Goes up for 2. He is fouled. The basket is good, and he's going to line for an old-fashioned 3-point play. Lakers is fired up, and they have good reason to. They lead 11-2. Fouls against number 40, Cody Seaman of Harbor Beach, his first. Free throw is no good. Largest lead of the night right now for Lakers at 9, 11-2, Lakers leading. Into the right corner to Seaman. Lakers zone giving Hubreach trouble so far. Shelkey high post, feeds it to Callum Cook, wide open on the left block, and this one's good. Callum Cook in the books with 2 points. It's now 11-4, a 7-point Laker lead. Shooty to Zwemmer against a much shorter Jacob Butterfield. Christie now, right wing, picks up his dribble. Hubreach ratcheting up their defense a bit here. Coming out almost nearly a matchup zone. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch, Callum Cook tipped it. Laker ball under the baseline.
It does look like a matchup zone, but one of the things that they're doing with Paul Zwemmer is that they are fronting him. And anytime they do a post feed, there's a Harbor Beach player to knock it away.
Cunningham replaces Jared Shooty. He's going to be taking a quick breather. It looks like he'll be going back in shortly. Over to the left corner for the 3 is off the mark from Valentine. Rebound, Josh Shelkey, who's pushing it up himself. 3.5 to play in the first. It's still 11-4, Lakers by 7. Right wing, Butterfield down to Callum Cook on the baseline, goes up, and he is pushed from behind by Zwemmer. So that's going to be 2 quick fouls on Paul Zwemmer, the big man. More than likely, Hubreach Beach's game plan from the get-go. So Callum Cook, who missed 2 free throws already, is back at the line for another pair. And that's the 3rd team foul against Lakers. More importantly, 2 against Zwemmer. First free throw is good. Cook with 3 points now for Harbor Beach, trying to cut down that deficit. Zwemmer sits down. And number 52, John Carl, checks in. He's 6'4" and a junior. Second free throw from Cook is good. He has 4 points, Harbor Beach's largest score. 11-6, 5-point lead for green and white.
Harbor Beach just played a game last night. It looks like the after effects are starting to wane a little bit.
And it's stolen by Josh Schelke off the full court pressure. And Butterfield goes for the layup, and it's good. And we have a timeout, 30-second timeout, called by Jeremy Majeski. He wants to slow things down here as Hubreach is out on his 6-0 run quickly here.
Good timeout.
Ryan Brown's going to be listening to both huddles here. With 3:14 left in the first quarter, we thank Jeremy Majeski for allowing us into the Laker huddle tonight. John Mooney, what are your thoughts here in this game? We've seen Lakers come out fast. Did we see some tired legs from Hubreach playing last night?
Well, like I said, I think the after effects of the game last night that the Pirates played at Croslex is starting to wane a little bit. And as far as the Lakers are concerned, you expected them to be pumped and get out of the gate really fast. 11-8, you know, both teams are in a pretty good position.
Ryan Brown, what are your thoughts from the Laker huddle?
They're looking to slow down Hubreach transition. They're getting a lot of easy points off of the fast break, so coach wants to slow it down a little bit and take that transition ball away from Hubreach.
Thank you, Ryan Brown, for that. He was listening to the Laker huddle on that timeout, the 30-second timeout called by Jeremy Majeski. It's 11-8, a three-point game. Lakers still on top, though, as they feed into shooting the left corner on their side of the court. Shooty's pass nearly stolen into the hands of Cunningham, left wing. Now Shooty thought about taking the NBA range. Now he does NBA range three, and this one's good. Holy cow, Jared Shooty now with 5 points, pushes it back to a 6-point lead, 14-8.
This is Jared Shooty's court.
And he's going to show it tonight on senior night. Parents night, excuse me. As the pressure coming here from Hubreach, Shooty breaks the press, though, himself. Dribbling, feeds it off to the right block on the give and go to Valentine for two, and that is good. And now it's still back to an 8-point lead. Lakers responding very well out of that timeout as Eli Kraft goes into the lane. Draws the foul. He's going to be going to line for two shots. That is going to be Lakers' fourth team foul. Fouls against number 52, John Carl, his first. Eli Kraft at the line, shooting two. He has his first free throws on the night. And the first is good. Eli Kraft with 3 points. Substitutions for both teams. Aaron Christie checks back in. He replaces Swyston. And Austin Seltz replaces Cody Seaman. Hubreach with not much height out there right now. Eli Kraft at 5'10". Austin Seltz at 5'8". Second free throw is no good. And it is last hit by Christie. Talking about Hubreach's height, the tallest player out there for Hubreach is Colin Cook at 5'10", 5'11 at best. And Josh Schalke's right around there too. Jacob Butterfield, he's 5'8". Lakers, of course, without Zwemmer in there, but they also have John Carl, 6'4". Schelke over to Eli Kraft for three from the left wing. It's up. It is no good. And right into the nearly into our set here in the corner. Rebound by Shooty, and we have a push from Hubreach's Jacob Butterfield, his first and the team's second. Team's third, excuse me. So Lakers trying to break a full court pressure here. Cunningham inbounding this one to Christie, right back to Cunningham. Dribbling against the trap. Reverses the ball, now to Shooty against Seltz. Behind the back, dribbling to the left wing, to the top of the key for Christie for three. No. Rebound still loose. Last touch by...
It was off of Cunningham. He's celebrating, so it looks like it's a Laker ball.
They're going to say it went off Butterfield, and it's going to be Laker ball. Underneath their own hoop, 2:03 left in the first. It's 16-9, Lakers by 7 points. Shooty inbounds this to Christie, top of the key, over to Cunningham, right wing. Lakers with all momentum in this game. As soon as Hubreach had some, Lakers called a timeout, and they regained it. Shooty, right wing, this tonight, NBA three from the right wing, no good. Rebound still high, and brought in by Christie on the offensive. Shooty to Christie for three, left wing, yes! Christie with 10 points already on the night, pushes it to a 10-point lead, the largest of the night. 19-9, Lakers leading. Colin Cook drives into the lane, no good for Hubreach. Rebound, Shooty.
Clark, what's really impressive is the Laker conversion defense. They're really getting back on defense, really fast.
Jared Shooty going down the court to Aaron Christie. Student section for Lakers, loud and ambient. And Jared Shooty drives to the lane from the left side. The basket is good, and he's going to line for an old-fashioned three-point.